Ti'n am ffa?
Ti'n am ffa?
Gwaith ti'n am ffa?
Cabai. Cabai go gwaith te cae ara hi te rai te cae hwri te waka.
Oh, ahua, ahua nei. Gwa hau pia te reo o tā mātou waka. Ko tōki tuaka na ko ia tā mātou kairungi. Nā he pai te rai te mea he māma tonu tā māu o whakahaere ngā mahi i rungi te wai.
Nā tēnā he tino nui, tēnā āhuatanga, tēnā kaupapa, te reo o te waka. Nā te mea I te hāngurunguru, ko kore rangona hia. I te kaharawa kei raru mai ko wetahi kei tata. Arera, ko rua koe hei reo mō te waka?
Ai, he ko pēra, mai taku iti, he pēra. Ko au te kaikaranga, te reo o te waka, I awa ka puta mō ngā mahi, mō ngā reihi. I nāinei I taku pakeke me ki, ko pērā koe te kai whakahaere o tā mātou whīma.
Kāpai. Hea te titiro I nāinei mō a pōpō, kei roto e tahi kai hoia o te toki waka pōpō?
Toko toru o tā mātou whīma, kei roto I ngā reihi mō a pōpō. Ka kite ka pēwhia, ka kite I nā kua nawhi, ngā mahi whakangungu, ka hei a pōpō tērā.
Koe ai ki te kōrero ko tēnā te kirimirunga te kurini kia kite mena ngā mahi whakangungu I ea. Nā te mea ka tai ki runga I taua waka, ka kite mehe mea I hua ngā wāhanga whakangungu I ngā kai hoi. Mau ake, hea tāu e tango ana te taonga mai I te kaupapa te waka āma?
Hea hua. Uaua tērei, engari, kia hau nei ko te whanaungatanga, ai roto I tēnei mahi. He kahanga hono, a whānau, a hoa, he maha ngā tangata putano I te motu, ka tutaki, ka noho tata, ka noho piri, ienei momo haerenga, ia reihi, ia tau, kei reira tonu, e rā tangata, no ia takiwa o te motu, he pai, ienei wāhi, hei kōrero rero, hei tutaki anō, ki o hoa, tērā pia kare e kite I te ao I te pō, engari he mōhio a ienei wāhi a. Tūpono kitea.
Kia ora. Tika tonu. Kia ora tūranga tēnā koe. Ngā mihi ki te rōpū te toki waka.
Ngā mihi hoki kia kaitai.
Tēnā koe. Kā tirai tātou mā ko tai ki te huringa anō, te kei o tēne o ngā waka, ki runga, ki tērā o ngā papa, te papa tuarua. Kia Peter Lucas Jones, pita kei konā koe.
O tira. Tēnā koutou, hueno pai te rongo I ngā kōrero a ngā wai, me tēnā rangatira e kōrero tia nei te kaupapa waka ama, me ngā taonga e kapia nei I roto I ngā mahi mō te waka ama. Ka huri atu au ki te hakatau I tēnei o ngā tangata, no roto mai o te tīma o ngā tirehia. Bro, what's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny, tell us a little bit about what it was like on the water today for ngā tirehia.
Oh, it was awesome conditions actually. At first we heard it was going to be glassy and no wind, and that's not really that exciting. It was a lot better than that. It was, bumpy, rough, windy, not enough bumps to really surf on, but a lot of fun.
Now, where do you sit in the waka and what's your role?
I was number two today, so basically sort of timing, in time with number one, that sort of helps for everybody else to stay in time.
Now, how long have you been involved in waka?
6 or 7 months now. Started back in the Pearl of the North last Labour weekend.
Oh, well, I just want to mihi kia koe. Kei a ngā wai etahi atu kōrero pea, hei hāpai I tēnei wahanga o te ahiahi. He mea nui tēnei mea te waka ama. In closing, what would you like to share with us in terms of a message to whānau out there about waka ama and what the benefits are for people that are involved?
Firstly, I'd like just to say thank you to Parihaka for organising this. It was a fantastic event. And I say, anybody who's thinking about it, give it a go. All ages, it's a lot of fun.
Kia ora e hoa, I just want to congratulate you on completing the race. And it looked mean out there. We had some whānau out there on boats with iPhones doing live coverage. So big ups to you and big ups to Ngā Tirehia. O tira e tātou mā, koutou e hono mai nei ki tēnei whakapāhotanga marunga I te kaha o te ipurangi, tehiku.nz, me te kaha o te iarere, te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, iwe te kaumā fitu iratahi. Koe rā ko tēnei kaupapa e mahi anau. nei e mātou ngā kai, ngā mahi, kai mahi kaupapa o te reo irirangi i tēnei aranga. Hueno, hei whakanui i te ranga tiratanga o tēnei mea te waka ama. Just do a quick shout out to our sponsors, Northland DHB and E2 Whānau. Can't forget our partners in this, Channel North, who are taking this live on the Freeview channel in Whangarei. Nō reira, kia hono tonu mai koutou, ka whakawhiti atu a hau i nainei ki taku tuahine. Kia koe e ngā wai, kia koe te wā.
Oh, kore mutu te mihi ki ngā kai hoi. It's so cool having a kōrero with our paddlers after they come off the water. It's no different right now. I've got Shay beside me and he's with Aratika from Tamaki Makaurau. Shay, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, a whai.
I keep thinking, God, they've done 30K and you fellas are looking so cool. What's the secret?
Preparation.
That is absolutely the secret. Kia ora. Kia ora. Kia ora e hoa. So what part of the waka? Where were you in the waka?
I was steering.
Steering?
Yeah.
Like I say, one of the biggies. So how's everyone feeling after the 30K?
Well, we had a mixed crew. We had our host, one of our other clubs, our sister club, from Waiheke, so we had three paddlers from Waiheke come over and join Aratika, our club, and it's their first time doing this distance. Mm-hmm. It was somewhat quite challenging because there was different dynamics going on in the waka, different rates, speed up, slow down, go long, get short, so it was trying for a steerer in a way.
And isn't that though waka ama? That's what it's all about. Long, right. Short, everyone in together.
It's the experience, you know.
The experience, absolutely. Mm. You can't get away from that experience. And when you're out there on that waka, it just takes over, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
And how was everyone feeling at the end of the race?
They knew that they'd done 30 kilometres or 30 plus.
I love it.
It was their first time. Mm. For all of my paddlers that paddled out in our canoe.
Yes.
So, big ups to our crew, to the boys. I was very proud of them. And it was a learning experience for them because they'd never been amongst all these other paddlers, all these other hoi waka out there. So it was a really good experience for them, and they came out trumps.
And every race you're in, your experience grows, doesn't it? Because everyone differs. Every one of the races, whether it's out in the ocean, whether it's on fresh water, everyone it's another clock up for that experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now the boys can clock that off, and it'll be just for the betterment of their paddling.
Mm.
They can take that back to Waiheke as well, so they're learning different elements of the water that they're coming up against. Flat water, open water paddling, deep water paddling, paddling with the elements, different conditions today. And so obviously it will be for the betterment of their paddling experience.
Absolutely. How many in the team are here? How many in the club are actually at these competitions?
Our Aratika
club? Aye.
We had a women's team that they paddled first hand as well. Then our men's mixed team with Aratika / Waiheke.
Aye.
As well, so we had one men's team and one women's team.
Lovely. And will there be participants in tomorrow's paddling?
I think maybe it's
W1.
Just the W1, just me, I think.
Okay, oh, good on you. 30K today, and what's the distance tomorrow for W1?
I think it's 15 tomorrow. Yeah.
That's very good. That's all their training being put into practice.
Right. Yep.
Tēnā koe. Hey, Shay, thank you so much for joining us this morning, this afternoon. Kia ora. All the best for tomorrow.
Mata. Thank you very much.
Kia ora. Tēnā koutou e te iwi. Kei roto tonu i ngā whakaritenga, ko Oti, ko Ea ngā te wāhanga hoi, kōrero rero ana iaine ki ngā kai hoi. Kia huri ake ki te Papa Tuarua, kia Peter Lucas Jones, kia kitea ko Wai kei tōna taha. Kia ora, Pita.
O tira e tātou mākamihi a hau ki a koe e ngā wai, e kawea nei tēnā wahanga ki a tātou i runga no hoki i te kaha o tēnei kaupapa waka ama i tēnei rā, te hārerei te tua whā o ngā rā o Apireira. Kia koutou i te kāinga, tēnā koutou katoa. Kei a hau e tahi kai kōrero, ko wai tō ingoa?
Ko Barry Campbell, tōku ingoa.
Barry Campbell, nohea koe?
Well, from Pōringa, but I live down in Christchurch at the moment.
Te raroa hard.
Good to... yeah, tūri o tai.
Te uri o tai. Now, what's your name?
My name's John.
John, and where do you come from?
I come from Christchurch, the Waitaha Club in Littleton Harbour.
Littleton Harbour.
Yeah, that's where our club is.
Yeah. E hoa, now, Waitaha is in Christchurch. Christchurch hosted the Wakaama Long Distance Nationals last year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was a good, well-run event. It was actually, the weather was pretty good. We turned on some nice warm weather. I think it was about 12 degrees for everyone. So, and the water was, we had a bit of swell, but nothing major. So, and we had a storm before it started, so we were quite lucky. But now we're happy with, it would have been nice to have more turnout, but I know it's a long way away, but we had a few people from as far as Taitokara up in Kaitaia and Pauranga show up, so that was really good to have them down there.
And what's it like bringing your teammates from Ōtautahi up to Te Taitokero where you come from?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I've been looking forward to bringing them up here to paddle in some warm water and up in Whangarei especially, because I used to paddle out here with Mitty and that. So now I've been like an excited little kid all week to just bring them up here. Yeah, that excitement went about halfway through the race though when I was a bit tired, but no, it's good. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, how are you finding it up here in Te Taitokero?
Oh, just loving it. The temperature's great. Feel like getting an extended summer coming up here as the temps just drop in Christchurch and then probably down about 12 or 13 degrees. So, yeah, this is like, extended summer for me, so it's great.
Now, you sit in seat one in the Waka.
Seat one.
So tell us a little bit about how you found that job and the conditions of the water today.
Oh, the conditions were great. I thought it was great out there. It was great scenery. Time for a bit of a look around. Yeah. it was just awesome. Sitting in number one, you obviously get good views. So, it's magnificent. Great water. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
E te whanaunga, you are the steerer, yep. So I mean you've got a different role altogether. Tell us a little bit about what that role is and how you found doing that role today.
Oh no, it was good. It was a bit hard coming back, just the current was playing havoc with us and I was a bit tired, but I'm still sort of learning. I've been learning for about 20 years, so still getting there, but it was good. Just trying to find some good little bumps. There was actually a bit of lump out there around the corner, more than what we were expecting, so we had a little bit to play with. Yeah.
O te rā e tātou mā, ka mihi ki e nei kaihoe, i runga no hoki i te whakaaro nui mo ngā kaupapa i oti i te rānei, weno kia koutou i te kāinga te rāroa te aupauri, Ngāti Kuri, Ngāi Takoto, Ngāti Kahu, ka mihi kia koutou, ka mihi hoki ki te hau kāinga o tēnei takiwā, Ngāti Wai, Patu Harakeke, e puburitia nei te mana o te whenua, tēnā koutou, ka huri atu ahau kia ngā wai herewini, kei aia etahi kōrero i tēnei wā, no reira ka mihi kia aia e mauria ana tēnei wahanga i roto i te reo o te kāinga. Kia ora mai anō tātou.
Ai, tautoko atu nei tērā pita mihenara ki te iwi Ngāti Wai, ki te hau kāinga nei Patu Harakeke. Kei tōku taha ko Tony Khan, ko ia mai te rōpū o Parihaka, e whakahairehia nei tēnei kaupapa. Tony, nice to have you on board this afternoon in the big tent.
Yes.
So you've just completed the 30. Well, you've completed the 30. How did it go? What's your take on the 30K?
It's a beautiful course, but it's a long, long, long way. My aching shoulders, my hands.
But you're looking really well after the 30K. How's the rest of the team faring?
Oh, I think they're pretty good. They're a fairly hardened old bunch of chaps.
Well, I've been hearing all day about the amazing course.
Yeah.
Different people are saying, Tony, it's a great course.
Yeah.
Very complimentary on the course. How are you feeling about the course and also the marina?
Oh, I just think it's a magic venue for this kind of event. First time we've done this as a race, but it's a beautiful bit of coastline, clear water, and a lot of opportunity for a lot of interest. You can get some fairly rough seas out there, but there are three different courses that we can run depending on the weather. We can go the way that we've gone, or we can go up the other way or up the harbour, so we've just got a lot of options. So it's a great place, and the marina has been a stunning venue. That permanent marquee over there is ideal just for getting people out of the rain. It's been awesome having Te Hiku here putting live screening of the race. Yeah, so it's been great.
Well, and tomorrow we've got W1 and W2s. We don't know at this stage where the parihaka have got some entrants in.
I'm sure there will be, that there are some, yes.
I am absolutely sure too. There will more than likely, Tony, be some in those two upcoming. But for the moment, it's just congratulations to yourself and your team. It's been an absolutely wonderful day. The venue, yes, but the weather has been tremendous.
Yes, yes. We can't claim full credit for that, but it has worked out very well.
Tēnā koutou. Thank you, Tony. Lovely talking with you. It has been a great privilege being part of this long distance 2015. So, e te whānau, kia koutou katoa, whakarongo mai nā, e mātakitaki mai nā. Kei roto I tēnei whakatatai, ko tatatai tātou ki te huringa atu ki te tahi wāhanga hoki, ko auko ngā wai. Kia huri ake tātou, kia Peter Lucas Jones.
O tira e tātou mai, tika ana ngā kōrero a ngā wai, he tino pai te mahi I ēnei momo mahi, hei whakapāho, hei whakatairanga, I te pai o tēnei kaupapa ora. Ka mutu ka whakaaro ki ngā huinga tāngata, me te pai hoki o ngā hui ora. Ka mutu e ora katoa na ngā tāngata I te pai o ngā mahi e puta mai ana I ngā mahi te rānei. Ka mutu ko tahi anahe te tīma kei runga tonu I te wai, ko te ingoa o tēnā waka, ko waka toa. Nā reira e hoe tonu mai ana rātou ki uta, ko rātou te waka e haere tonu mai nei ki roto ia mātou I tēnei taima. He nui ngā kaupapa e tikana kia kōrero hia, ko te tautoko a Pūtea a te Northland District Health Board, hei whakatairanga I tēnei whakapāhotanga I tēnei rā, he mea e haere atu ana kia koutou marunga I te kaha o te ipurangi, marunga no hoki I te kaha o te iarere, o te reo irirangi, o te hiku, o te ika. Ka mutu kei konei ngā kaimahi ko ngā wai Heriwini tērā, e haere mai nei ki te ki te hāpai I te wahanga kawe kaupapa, ko Daphne Popata tēnā. Kei a Daphne tētahi kai kōrero. Daphne, haere mai, mauria mai tō kai kōrero. O tira e tātou mai, tino pai te kite I a Daphne me tāna kai kōrero. Kia ora e te whanaunga, ko ai tō ingoa. What's your name?
Freed.
Freed, tell us a little bit about which waka you were on and where you sit in that waka.
I paddle for Te Parangi. I sat on number 3, I was the caller. It was pretty interesting, it was pretty long.
So the job of the caller, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh well, I have to make sure every 12 hop, or depends what I feel like, and I'll just call up. And we do one more stroke and we swap over. So you pretty much do that for that 30Ks.
Wow, that is a long time.
Yeah.
Now, how was the water out there? Because you look a little bit cold now.
When the wind was blowing, it did pick up. And when we were going around that island, I think this was halfway, the tide turned around. So it was getting a bit rough there, but we managed it. We didn't swap over.
Where did you come from to get here?
From Auckland, the Auckland Rowing Club. Yeah.
Oh, mean. Now, your guys' team, where did you come in the race today?
You can say second to last. I think there's one more team coming in. So yeah. It was a big experience, so that was good.
It sounds like it was a massive experience. We've been talking to a lot of paddlers that have come off the water.
Yeah.
I just want to congratulate your team.
Oh, thanks.
And, you know, it's people coming to these events that make it what it is, and it's been so awesome to be part of it as a iwi broadcaster.
Yeah.
If you've got anything to share about Waka Ama to inspire others to be involved, what would that be?
I don't know. It's a beautiful sport, and, you know, you can get fit. And yeah, and I think you'll stay younger if you get older. Yeah.
Well, it's been wonderful to have a chat with you. Thank you for having a kōrero with us at Radio Te Hiku. We're an iwi organisation from Kaitaia, Te Hiku Media, and it's been awesome to have the opportunity to be involved in this kaupapa. Wish you all the best, and are you involved in any races tomorrow?
No, I'm not. Maybe next year I'll double up again and see what happens.
O tira e tātou mā, koia rā ko ētahi kōrero, atu I ngā māngai o ngā kaihoio. Engari mō tēnei wā ka whakawhiti atu anō, kia ngā wai hei whakamutu ake I ēnei kōrero mō tēnei wā, e hara I te mea ko ngā kōrero mō tēnei rā. Engari, a taihua ake nei ka kitea tātou te pō tukutaonga, o te wahanga tukutaonga. E mea ana te kōrero a te ahiahi nei ka tū tērā, engari mō tēnei wā ka whakawhiti atu kia ngā wai. He rewini, e te tuahine tēnā koe.
Ka pai, ka pai. Aira e tātou mā ko tata tai ki te tūtukitanga o ngā kaupapa tēnei rā e mihi ana ki te kaupapa. Kei roto tātou I tēnei o ngā kāinga noho, Ngāti Wai, Patu Harakeke. Kei roto tātou I tēnei kaupapa ko te waka āma, 2005. Ngā whānau, ngā rōpū, waka āma o te motu whānui kua tai mai ki te tautoko I te kaupapa. Ko tērā e rongohiana, ko te wairua hari, ko te whanaungatanga tērā e kitea ana. Haunga anō ngā reihi he whakatatai tēnei, ko te mea e kitea ana, rangonahiana, ko te whakawhanaungatanga. He nui tērā. E mihina ki ngā reihi kua mutu. A pōpō he kaupapa ake, he oma ano e toru ngā wāhanga reihi a pōpō. Hoi anō I te toenga mō tēnei rā, ko te tuku i ngā mihi, I ngā taonga, ko tērā I te whai ake. Ki ngā kai kōrero, ki ngā kai tautoko I tēnei kaupapa. Ko ngā mihi tonu, kia koutou e whakarongo mai nā, marunga I ngā iarere o te hiku, mihi atu ana. Kia koutou e mātakitaki mai nā, marunga I te ipurangi. E kia nei. Koia nā tātou. Kia huri tātou I nāinei ki te utu e tahi pire. They say everything has a point where you gotta pay a bill. We're going to do that very shortly, whānau. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Kia ora.
Secondhand smoke contains over 200 poisons and can damage the health of your kids. Winding down the window won't help, as the poisons will linger long after the smoke has disappeared. Think about your passengers and make it a rule to never smoke in the car, even if you're alone. Make your car smoke-free.
o te rā e tātou. Mā hoki mai ki tēnei wahanga e karangahia nei, ko te ahiahi. O te rā ka mihi kia koutou e hono mai nei marunga i te kaha o te ipurangi me te iarere, o te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika. Ka huri atu au ki te whakatau i tēnei o tātou, whanaunga i ahu mai i Rotorua i te rā nei. E hoa, ko wai tō ingoa?
Ko rei te miha e tō ingoa.
No hea koe?
Ko a no Rotorua, hau.
E hoa, you are part of the Hei Matau team.
Yes.
Now, yous were winners today. Tell us a little bit about what you won, the division your race was in.
We won the open mixed grade in the 30K race.
So. How did you find the conditions out there?
Oh, similar to the lake, so it wasn't too bad. But the thing about it, it's buoyant out on the ocean, so it was easier, but it was still a hard race, 30Ks. Yeah.
So tell us where you sit in the waka and what your role is.
I sit in seat 4 and I just try and keep the waka or the team engaged and keep their mana and their ihi. And if they start slacking off, then I open up again and kōrero to them again. And just not harsh talk, but just try and push the canoe along.
So you have to be quite direct and firm, firm but kind.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the whanaungatanga that exists in Wakaama.
Oh, it's a real tight whanaungatanga and it's awesome kaupapa, Wakaama. You get to meet people from, down south, all the way up north, and you all come together in venues like this and occasions like this and go hard out on the water and, do the damage out there and come back with a win as the bonus. Yeah.
So how many of your club or of kaihoe are up here at this competition this weekend?
In our club we got 3 teams, our open men, which are the Buri boys, and they won today, and then our mixed team, and our young girls that are racing tomorrow, J16s.
Yeah. So your 2 teams that were in came first today,
yes.
You in the open mixed?
Yes.
And of course the Buti boys that we spoke to earlier who came first in the, was that at the Open Men?
Open Men, yeah.
Open Men. Mm-hmm. That was won by the Herberts last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Now were you down in Ōtautahi last year for the long distance that was hosted in Christchurch?
No.
So how long have you been involved in Wakaama?
Going on to about 17 years now. Yeah.
So if you were going to give some kōrero to our viewers and our listeners out there that are listening to Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiko o Te Ika, inspirational, trying to encourage other people to get involved with Wakaama, what would that be?
I think wherever you live, just go along to your local club, and that's the start. And then once you get involved in it, you'll feel the hunger for it, and that's an addictive sport. And you're actually addicted to it, and then you'll love it. Yeah, just awesome sport.
Yeah. Mean, so
not just the sport itself, not just the paddling, but just the whanaungatanga about the people and all that. Yeah.
Now, tomorrow we're going to see some more of that whanaungatanga that you're talking about, and you've got a young woman's team that's going to be on the water.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about which race they're going to be in.
They're going to be racing in the J16 12K out in the harbour here, and they've been doing a bit of training, so I hope to see. But the thing is, they've just come off the sprints, national secondary school sprints, so I had to sort of get in a week's training of doing a little bit of long distance, and so we'll see how they go.
Yeah. Mean. Well, thanks for having a kōrero with us, e hoa. Ka hoki anō kia koutou i te rūmara. Ka mihi kia koutou e hono mai nei i runga anō i te kaha o tēnā mea te ipurangi, me te iarere o te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika. Ka mihi ki ngā kai tautoko, ko Etu whānau tērā, ko te Northern District Health Board tērā. E kore au e wareware ki ngā ringa raupā. I'd just like to mention all our whānau that we've got in the studio at the moment. Our people working behind the scenes. We've got Raywin Barry, we've got Liam, we've got Keoni, we've got camera people, Damon Peterson. I'd just like to mention our people that we had on the boats as well, Junior Wilson, Maria Tauroa. We also had our sister Erin. So there's so many people to mention. There's Anne, there's Riki Taurua who has been out there with our announcers. Engari mō tēnei wā, I'd just like to say Daphne, Ani, that was really mean, you know. Big ups to the whānau, making it happen on the shoestring budget. Sometimes it's the shoe that just has a shoelace and no shoe, but kei te pai, haere tonu ana te kaupapa. Nō reira mō tēnei wā, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
Smokes. Everyone gets a share. Make your home smoke free.
When I was a young boy, stole money from my dad. Then I went to the arcade, the best day I ever had.
I went and bought some fish and chips, and played Street Fighter 2. Then I took myself a dollar drink, and a dollar mix too. Then I saw this little pretty girl, she was looking pretty flash. So I walked up and I asked her if she's ever had a pash. I walk right down the street, listen to my beat. I got no shoes, I just walk in my feet.
Oh, if I never stole money from my dad, I wouldn't have met a girl like you. I wouldn't be feeling happy, but now I'm happy cause I've got you. Oh, if I never stole money from my dad, I wouldn't have met a girl like you. I wouldn't be feeling happy, but now I'm happy cause I've got you. Anywho, I got to go and find my mama so I can rob her money. Check this out, this one's pretty funny. I got me a chocolate bunny for Easter, and when it came to Christmas, I got me a bike. My girl wants to even for a swim in the nude. If I never stole money from my dad, I wouldn't have met a girl like you. I wouldn't be feeling happy, but now I'm happy cause I've got you. Oh, if I never stole money from my dad, I wouldn't have met a girl like you. I wouldn't be feeling happy, but now I'm happy cause I've got you. Cause I've got you.
Shoe up, ba dee dee dee, 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 bum bum. I'll walk right down the street, listen to my beat. I got no shoes, I'm just walking my feet.
Oh, if I never stole money from my dad, I wouldn't have met a girl like you. I wouldn't be feeling happy, but now I'm happy cause I've got you. Cause I've got you. Oh, I've got you. I've got you. I've got you.
Kia ora te whānau, tēnā koutou katoa, ngā mihi atu I te tahatonu o Tangaroa. Ko tēnei ko ngā waka āma hoe tawhiti 2015. Ko au ko ngā wai hereweni o te Hiku Media, kei tōku taha ko Matt Kensington o te rōpū parihaka no tēnei whānau tonu, no tēnei wāhi tonu, ko ia te taha ngā rōpū ka hoi a popo. Matt, kia ora, and
kia ora.
Nice to be sitting with you this time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful evening.
Yeah. So you're in the W6, you're doing the 30K?
Yes, I'm doing the 30K course with the Master Men's grade with my team, the Parihaka Pirates. We've normally done pretty well in the Sprint Nationals over the last few years, and we're really looking, or hoping to do well tomorrow in the long distance race.
And all the very best to you and everyone else. I believe there are 20, 30, 40 possibly waka out there on the W6.
Yes, last counter was about 38, 39 that'll be going out. So, it should be a good fleet. We've got J19 guys going out as well, just a little bit after us. So, should be a great race.
So the W6s, what age group are we looking at? There's yourself looking like 20.
Add 20 years to that and you'll be about right. So we've got the open men's, which is pretty much from 19 years and above. So 40, then 40 to 50 is your master men. 50 to 60 is your senior master men, and then it's goldens after that. I do believe we've got one golden master men's team heading out tomorrow. So
tomorrow as well in this whole mix. Yeah. So in yours, and we're open, so in your waka, in the Parihaka men's W6, What are your age ranks? Have you got some under 19 yourself, a bit more mature, and then?
Yeah, no. We're all masters. Well, at least so. Masters. Actually, half of our team are now senior masters. So we've been together for 3.5-4 years now. So we've been together for a wee while, and I'm actually the baby out of the team. So.
Wow! So. And what's the history of Parihaka? Just give us a quick brief on Parihaka.
The club itself. Parihaka Waka 7 years ago, a lot of hockey players that wanted to paddle, but for them to race in Wakaama, they needed to be part of an affiliated club, and so they started the club. So we had the sports club, and from that, Parihaka Wakaama has sort of grown from that, and now we're a separate club itself.
So we've got men, women, we've got mokopuna in the club itself, and we've got W6 tomorrow, and we've got W on Saturday. We've got W6 men on Sunday. They're the single.
And so that's all great. So we've got our J16s. So there'll be 14-15-year-olds out there, and they're racing the sixes on Sunday as well, as well as the singles. So they're young, so they can do the two races in one go in one day, and so they should be fine.
Hey Matt, nice speaking with you, and all the very best in the W6s, and if you do take on the W1.
Excellent, thank you.
E te whanaunga mihi tonu ki a koutou katoa, atu I tēnei taha o te moana, e noho atu nero te a tāhuatanga o te tātou kaupapa. Tēnā koutou katoa, ngā mihi.
I thought of bottle feeding, but I want my baby to thrive and to grow up healthy and strong.
Like my ancestors.
So with the help of my whānau, we're making sure our baby gets the best start in life.
Whānau ki te waiu. Encourage and support mum so that baby is breastfed.
Tell a story about a kid I know. Jeremiah was a dude who you probably seen before. Quiet kind of type, struggling in school. Grades were below his unfamiliarity. Teachers couldn't help him, they didn't care. They just sent him to the office and they sent him right back. There's something about him that nobody knows.
Yeah, look. Imagine waking up every day to see through a lens that is gray and physically sick from the emotional pain. Getting bullied to the point you wanna open your veins, hoping to God that it don't happen all over again. But it does. His name was Jeremiah. Exterior made of stone, but inside there was a fire. And one day ignited in him, now he is a fighter.
I said, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? What do you do that for?
Why don't you leave everybody alone?
Why don't you just mind your own business?
Why do you do this to people?
And all he did was believe in himself. All you gotta do is try.
Survivor, okay, okay. You won't get me, I'm a survivor.
exact reason people thought she had it all. Cause looks these days all people care about. And with the big smile, so wash your mother tears. She's been crying herself to sleep for many years. Something about Riley, yeah, you don't know.
Look, she is a beautiful human being. Clever for her age and the coolest human to be with. But people were unaware about Talia's little secret. It's probably because she thinks no one will ever believe her. You wouldn't know if you seen her. But she a victim of pedophilia, a coward that raped and mistreated her, and needing someone that she can talk to about her feelings, and telling someone it's something she's too embarrassed to leak it in.
Talia, tell me why you're here again.
I don't know.
You don't know? This is the third time I've seen you this week. There's got to be a reason why you're here, Talia.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Now, come on, I need to know that reason, love, because if you don't tell me, I can't help you.
Okay.
So many tears dropped over the years, but when he got put behind the bars, all them tears stopped. Now she feels not nothing at all now. Definition of what this song
I'm
about.
A survivor. No matter what the storm brings, I'll see tomorrow. Trying to make me deal with it, I still remain strong. You won't see the day tomorrow when I fall. Hell no, cause I'm a survivor.
Okay, okay, you won't get me today.
I'm a survivor.
Okay, okay, you won't get me today.
I'm a survivor.
Okay, okay, you won't get me today.
I'm a survivor.
Okay, okay, you won't get me today.
It isn't about the situation you win. For real, it's really what you can make of it. Cause at the end of the day, you can change the mind state that you in. Or you can let the same record spin. Pain, I know that all too well. In this lifetime, you gotta take more than a few L's. I too have felt it, but I never felt it. Yeah, I could've drowned it or put a rope around it. Just like a coward, but life too precious. When life get hectic, just take a second to breathe. Inhale, exhale, that's it. Don't ever, 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 ever think
I'm
you ain't
a
special.
No matter what the storm brings, I'll see tomorrow. Trying to make me deal with it, I still remain strong. You won't see the day tomorrow when I fall. Hell no, cause I'm a survivor.
Okay, okay, you won't get me today.
I'm a survivor.
Okay, okay, you won't get me today.
I'm a survivor.
Channel North Television, proudly in partnership with Te Heku Media, with live coverage of the 2015 Active Post Long Distance Nationals.
Nau mai hoki mai e te iwi ki tō tātou kawenga o tēnei whakatatai, te waka āma, rua mano, te kaumarima. I tēnei wā kwa tai mai e tahi tokurua ki te kōrero ki a tātou, engari I te timatanga me tā huri a ki tātou ki te reo tuarua. So firstly, introduce yourself and which club you're from.
Kathleen from Wairarapa Wakama Canoe Club.
Yeah, kia ora Janine, Wairarapa Wakama Canoe Club.
Kia ora, so basically we know what has brought everyone out today, but is this what makes this occasion special for using your club?
I know, I guess it's just an opportunity for us to get together again, get out on the water. It's a good vibe, it's a good buzz, it's a positive thing. You know, there's nothing like being out on the water. And so for us, for our crew that's come up today, we're a mixed crew. It'll be our first time paddling in a long distance event together. So we entered into the 30K tomorrow. So we're just looking forward to a really good paddle.
So this is special for the Wairarapa Wakaama Club.
Absolutely.
So which position do you use paddle?
Seat 2 for me.
What's the importance of seat 2?
Give it a
try,
seat 1.
Your seat?
So, yeah, seat 1 and 2 are setting our stroke for us, and I'm 3. And so, 3 and 4 are our middles, our powerhouses. So, but I mean, we all just do it as a whānau, we do it as a team, you know. So,
So it's awesome to see that the team is all about whānau, eh?
Aye.
That's what we're about to add to house here, our live stream there, Kita, engari. Do you just want to just have anything, any last words to say, any shout outs to whānau back in the Wairarapa?
Huge shout out to our whānau in Wairarapa, to our kaumātua and kuia, our kanaua and kuia. He mihi hoki tēnei ki a koe, e te tināne karia, ka tahi anō ka hinga. Ki a koe e kauri, mihi atu. Ai, we ka te tina. But ki a koutou, ka hanu ni rangitāne, ka nui tā matu mihi ki a koutou. Me o koutou kaha, kia tautoko mai e a mātou.
Mauri ora. Nā reira e te me tika rā kia tuku mihi ki e nei toko rua noro tō mai o Wairarapa. Noho tonu mai koutou ki tō tātou kawenga a Te Hiku Media o tēnei whakatatai o Mangarua mo te waka āma ruamano te kaumārima.
Kia ora, we're from Wairarapa Waka Āma Canoe Club and you're watching Te Hiku Media. Mauri ora.
Yeah!
Catch the National Waka Ama Long Distance Championships as it happens. Watch the live broadcast on the 4th of April from 8 a.m. and the 5th of April from 8:30 a.m. online at tehiku.nz/wakaama. Or catch the hype live on Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiku o Te Ika. The 2015 Waka Ama Nationals Long Distance Championships. Capture it live with Te Hiku Media.
Smokes. Everyone gets a share. Make your home smoke free.
Himua, mai era kokonae.
Catch the National Wakaama Long Distance Championships as it happens. Watch the live broadcast on the 4th of April from 8 a.m. and the 5th of April from 8:30 a.m. online at tehiku.nz/wakaama. Or catch the hype live on Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiku o Te Ika. The 2015 Wakaama Nationals Long Distance Championships. Capture it live with Te Hiku Media.
Kia ora whānau. Well, we're at the end, tata near the end. They say everything comes to an end. We're almost at the end of the first day of competitions. We've had two 30k races and we've had a 15k. We've had a only men's 30k and we've had men's and women's 30k. And then we had our J19 15k. So a lot happened on site this morning, ngā mihira, actually throughout the day. And we've got the Te Hiku team online with us at the moment. To my right.
Kia ora, Kuani Makiha was one of the presenters for today.
And Taero from Annie's Way of Life. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Daphne. Roaming reporters for the day.
So, ladies and gents, let's just take it from the right. What are your takes from it? Annie, what do you take from today? Just off the cuff, what do you take from today?
Basically, just the whole movement of Wakaama, how it's gotten a lot bigger over the years. You know, we've seen a lot more clubs being more involved in this sort of event, and I think we need to have a balance between long distance nationals with, you know, club nationals and secondary nationals as well.
Annie, you've been a busy girl as well. Actually, you've all been busy girls.
We've all done a very good job. I'm going to give a little shout out to our team. You know, we've been busy from dock to now. And I say to the come, thank you for everybody that's done Wakaama today, especially my boys, Te Aurere. You know, you've got to take talk of my boys and the Cook Islands. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dev.
What I take away from today is I've seen a lot of whanaungatanga with everyone. It's awesome, eh? Each rōpū is like a whānau. Mm. That's what most of the teams have been telling us.
What about their life?
That
was caught on. Kia ora,
Peter. Oh, kia ora, tātou. It's been awesome working with our whānau, to all our whānau that have been involved in this kaupapa. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of our iwi broadcasting, our people on the boats, I just want to do a big shout out to our camera people that have been out there on the boats. That's not easy, holding your shots. And I remember when I tried to go on the waka and the Sugarloaf, the important part I learned was hold on. So I just wanted to say, wow, it's been amazing watching that footage coming from our whānau out there on the moana, and of course our whānau that are inside the whare, our technical team, Raywin Barry, to our guy Liam, and of course Keoni, who have been helping things. I mean, Uncle Ricky, thank you so much, Uncle Ricky. Yeah. Thank you for being there and being so awesome with the camera. Damon, you're doing an awesome job too. All the whānau that's involved. We've got volunteers with us, and it's just been too much whānau, just been too much, even for words right now. We get up so early, but it's for a good cause. And whā ngāwai, what's been the highlight for you?
Well, actually, everything has been a great highlight for us. Now, we've seen some incidences to one of the paddlers who just ran out of kaha, and I so know what that's like. Mm. But he had to be evicted from one of the waka and brought back to shore. And then we had a waka who came in, ngā mihi kia rātou, over an hour after the rest had launched. And I know there have been lots of other things that have come up, but all great stuff. Nothing that would deter or defer anyone from the kaupapa. It's been absolutely brilliant, and Tamanui Arangi, hasn't he done wonders for us?
Oh, tēnō tika I nā kōrero. Ka mihi a hau ki ngā kaihoe katoa, ngā mea I kōrero tia o rātou Whēako I runga I te wahi I te rānei. It's been a wonderful experience talking to the teams. We spoke to Horauta earlier this morning. We talked to the guys this afternoon, people that actually out there on the water doing the hard work. In closing, Anne, what would you like to share with us?
I would just like to encourage all the whānau, everyone that's looking at us live streaming at hiku.nz. Make sure we see you. Apopo. Kia ora.
Kia ora. I would just like to make a shout out to everyone that took the time to come and have a kōrero to us today. It gets a bit much talking amongst ourselves all the time. So it's awesome to have all the kaihoi coming up after they've just finished a 30k.
And just in the closing seconds, as we're down to the closing seconds, again, big ups to our sponsors, Whānau Ora, DHB Health, and which is what is the basis of Waka Ama. So big ups to our
whānau. And we can't forget Te Runanga o Ngāti Kahu, ka mihi ki a koutou e Te Runanga, i ho maingia te waka, hei kawe mai i a mātou ngā kaimahi ki roto o tēnei takiwā e karangahia nei ko Terenga Prawa. Channel North, thank you for broadcasting this kaupapa on your live stream Freeview channel. E te whānau, we're going to be back in the morning.
Yes.
We're going to be back in the morning, 8:30.
And kei a pita, kia huri ake hei kapi ake tēnei, kei a pita, te karakia hei kapi ake ngā whakaritinga o tēnei rai hoa.
Oh, kia ora e te whāia. Tēnā rā koutou katoa. Hoi anō rā, kia karakia tātou, i roto anō hoki te whakaro nui mō ngā kaupapa ko oti te rānei. Ngā tīma i ahu mai ngā pito katoa o te motu. Ka mutu kei reira anō ngā hoki ngā mahara, kia rātou ngā waihotanga iho. E hoia nei e nei waka mō te oranga tinana, mō te oranga wairua. Nō reira, kia huri atu tātou ki te karakia. E ihoa tohongia mātou, e te kraiti tohongia mātou. E ihoa tohongia mātou, e tō mātou matu e te rangi. Kia tapu tau ingoa, kia tai mai tau rangatiratanga. Kia me te atāu e pai ai ki runga ki te whenua. Kia rite anō ki tō te rangi. Hō mai kia mātou, ae nei he taro mā mātou mō tēnei rā. Murua o mātou hara, me mātou hoki e muri nei o te hunga e hara na kia mātou. Awa hoki mātou e kawe ki kia komaia. Engari whakora mea mātou te kino. Nau hoki te rangatiratanga, te kaha me te kōria. Ake, ake, ake. Amen. E te haukāinga, e ngā iwi katoa e mātakitaki mai rā, ka hoki mai anō tēnei tīma o te hiku, hei whakapāho i ēnei mea katoa, a te ata, a pōpō, a te hawhe pāhi, te warukaraka i te ata. Tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Te Hiku Media!
Kakite!
Kakite!